You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The NFC East, which is the division these two franchises play in, isn't looking too shabby at the moment, Gil, with three teams above 500. And these two clash at FedEx Field on Sunday evening here in the UK, as the Redskins do welcome the Eagles. And the Eagles are sitting at 3-1 after losing their unbeaten record in Detroit last weekend. While the Washington Redskins, having dropped their first two games of the season, have reeled off three straight wins, Gil, two of which have come on the road in New York against the Giants and in Baltimore. The last time we talked about the Redskins, Gil, there wasn't that much optimism, but things have changed and changed quickly for the better for the Washington Redskins.
I guess it depends how you look at that. I mean, look, you bank the wins. A win is a win is a win, as they like to say, Dave. And so they are 3-2. That's their record, and that's awesome for the Redskins. But they are a 1-4 team in 3-2 wolves, you know, sheep's clothing, as they say. Did I get that right? Was it sheep or a wolf? I can never remember what kind of clothing we talk about in that expression. But you get the point. They are not a good football team. And last week's game against the Ravens, look, I grew up as a Redskins fan, and I know I've been accused of being a defeatist Redskins fan, so I'm always putting a poor spin on them. But truthfully, really, the Redskins are fortunate to be 3-2. The game against the Ravens last week, there is a litany of things that happened in that game that if any one of them didn't, the Redskins would not have won that football game. The most egregious of all of them, and I'll spare the list, but the most telling of all was a play where the Redskins had the ball at their own 3-yard line. Kirk Cousins, as he's wont to do, throws an interception, terrible one at that, to a linebacker, C.J. Mosley of the Ravens. Mosley returns it as if he's going to the house for a pick six, but instead he lunges, he reaches the ball over the goal line, and instead of getting there, he lets go of it, and it fumbles through the end zone, Redskins ball at the 20. So instead of a pick six, the Redskins not only throw a pick, not only don't make a tackle, not only don't recover a fumble, but get rewarded on a 17-yard gain. So 1st and 10, Redskins at their own 20, and they're better off than they were before the play even started. That is the quintessential play of Kirk Cousins' career. And that's kind of how the Redskins have been. Now, the real issue for this game is that the Redskins will not have, it does not appear that they will have, tight end Jordan Reed, who is in concussion protocol, as we do this, you know, about 48 hours before game time. And that cannot be overestimated. I mean, that cannot be overestimated. It is really, you know, a big loss for the Redskins, especially given the fact not only is he a safety blanket for Kirk Cousins, but he really notoriously beats up on the Eagles, specifically does Jordan Reed. So that's a big loss for the Redskins offense. They're going to have to change around what they do. I almost think, Dave, that in this particular case, this is one of those situations where we can almost throw out all the talk about personnel. I can talk about Jordan Reed being out of the lineup as much as I want. I can talk about Carson Wentz perhaps finally coming back down to earth after his first three games in the NFL. Certainly a nice four games for Carson Wentz. But ultimately, this game is about the number. And the number has gone from the Redskins being a slight tick of a favorite to the Eagles being a 2.5-point favorite on the road at Washington. And I, even as bearish as I am about the Washington Redskins, cannot justify why that line is what it is. And I would recommend a almost mechanical wager on the Redskins in this game, because just the number alone makes no sense. Why are the Redskins 2.5-point dogs? They shouldn't be. At the worst, this should be a coin flip. If you buy into the fact that home field advantage in the NFL is 3 points, and I would argue in the Redskins' case, it's certainly not three. It might even be two. But let's just say that is the case, and you think that the Eagles are the better team. This is a coin flip. Why the Redskins are 2.5-point dogs makes no sense. That's why I would make a play on the Redskins here if I made one at all.
You mentioned Jordan Reed in that piece, Gil, and obviously he's going to be a huge loss for the Redskins if he is out of this matchup. I suppose they'll have to get more productivity from DeSean Jackson if that's the case, because he's only caught 4 passes in the past 2 weeks. He's got a habit. You mentioned Reed's got a habit of being a thorn in the Eagles' side. DeSean Jackson, since he left Philadelphia, has come back to haunt his old team on numerous occasions as well.
Yeah, he loves playing the Eagles, whether he'll admit it publicly or not. He may be a guy that will admit it publicly. He loves playing the Eagles. DeSean Jackson means so much to that Redskins offense as well. I mean, make no mistake, with he and Jordan Reed, there might be a little bit of chicken and egg. I mean, DeSean Jackson certainly opens up the field for Jordan Reed. But vice versa, having Jordan Reed as a weapon makes things easier on DeSean Jackson. But DeSean is a threat in any single game. He's a threat on every single snap because there's no one quite as fast. There's no one who can really keep up with him. But yeah, Cousins has sort of lost sight of him this year early on. So you would think he would want to incorporate DeSean into this game. Certainly the ground game has not given the Redskins any help this year. Matt Jones and company have not gotten it going. And that was pretty predictable with the Redskins. On the other side of the ball, the Redskins are particularly bad against the run. You know, I talked earlier about how the Redskins are so fortunate to be 3-2. Well, part of the reason that they're fortunate to be 3-2 is that in their last two victories, the last 2 weeks, both the Baltimore Ravens and Cleveland Browns, going backwards, inexplicably went away from the run against the Redskins. The Redskins are the single worst team in the NFL in terms of yards per rush allowed. They're allowing 5.1 yards per rush allowed. Now, Dave, you don't have to be a mathematician to realize that if you're giving up 5.1 yards per rush, you're going to get a first down every couple plays. I did the math for you. Don't worry about it. And with the Browns 2 weeks ago, you know, they mysteriously went away from Isaiah Crowell, who was just killing the Redskins. And they, in fact, went to their fullback, Malcolm Johnson, who fumbled the ball immediately, hadn't had a carry all year. Then they went to Duke Johnson, their backup running back. He fumbled the ball, and the Redskins got back in the game and won. Then last week, the Ravens were just destroying, they were gashing the Redskins, and they went away from the run inexplicably. And by the way, their offensive coordinator lost his job because of it. Mark Trestman was fired. That's how egregious it was. So the Eagles are thinking to themselves, well, look, we're just going to pound the Redskins line, and let's see if Kirk Cousins and company can keep up with us.
I'm with you, though, Gil. I think the Washington Redskins, I don't understand why they are receiving points in this divisional clash. I thought this would be a pick'em, Gil, and it's not.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about the NFL. It's different from other markets. It's different from, you know, in terms of the sports that we like to bet on here stateside, basketball and baseball, the other sports, that is. The NFL, there's so much public money in this market that there are games like this where you almost should shut off the brain about personnel and matchups and all that. You just look at the number and you're like, all right, what is that? That doesn't make any sense. And just on that alone, the Redskins are the value here. And I really believe that. So I can disparage the Redskins in all the way I want and talk about how they're not really a 3-2 team. But if I'm betting against the spread here, I'll take the 2.5 points. Thank you very much.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.